Welcome back. I'm Richard Sims from FA Sims and Partners. And you're joining us part of our six-part guide on the kitchen table guide. And this is about basically how you can deconstruct and reconstruct your business, how you can help you to break your business down, reconstruct it, and decide how you want the business to be going forward. What's going to make it the best it can be for you in the future environment, how you make yourself the best for yourself. Okay. We've concentrated in this particular episode on your employees, your staff, basically. And we're not including you in this bit because you come in a separate part later on, but we're looking at the staff you have in the team there. And we're saying to ourselves, right, okay, we're recapping, I suppose, to a certain extent on the fact I've said before, I'm not here to judge your business. I don't know your business. I don't know the individuals in your business. So I'm looking at them as purely a role. They are, to me, an asset in the company. Now, we said before, you've got the good bits of the kitchen table, the bad bits, and the unsures in the middle. So you may have some employees who are firmly in the good bits. I say with a smile, you may have some employees who are firmly in the bad bits, and you may have some employees in the middle bits. Now, we've got to say, okay, well, I'm more focusing on the role that needs to work for you, and you need to establish what roles you need to be fulfilled. So again, when we move from point A to point B, in terms of your goals, you might be at point B, need different skills to point A. We may have to say to ourselves, well, how do we help these employees to be what we need them to be? You may think some of them potentially are beyond help. Some of you might think you couldn't live without. And let me say for experience, there's no one employee in your business you couldn't not deal with. You have to be prepared to potentially go through some change to get better, get stronger. It may be actually that there are parts of your business, employees in your business that you think are essential to you, but actually are something that will help you to change forward. And you have to be clear in your own mind, and be very hard on purpose, clear in your own mind that your employees are part of the growth of the business, not a reason why the business isn't growing. Okay, I'm saying that really hardly. So please do have a good look at that. I'll say I'm being mean there, but do please have a look and make sure your employees that might have been fit for purpose 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago are still fit for purpose in the future business and current environment. Make sure they suit what they need to be. We've talked before about this agility, this ability to move quickly as a business, this speedboat versus cruise ship approach, this need to move fast as a business. Make sure your employees are the right people to do that. Or can you, if you take one employee, can you actually say a situation where I can take that employee, I can take their current skills, I can change them. I can train them, I can develop them, I can invest in them, I can make them better, stronger for what I need. So we need to think about all those things. How can we change that? How can we make the employee what they need them to be? How can we make them fit for the future of your business going ahead? Really, really important to consider that. You know, look at them as an individual, but look at the role, in my view. Don't see the personalities. And then we have to see, do the personalities fit the roles you need them to be? Are they fit for this purpose? Are they skilled? Can they be skilled to do the role you need to do? Okay. When we come to look at the transition then from point A to point B, so from today to the future, we might need to think about things like redundancy costs. We need to think about what that might do, what that cost might be, what change can we do? Can we upskill people? Can we change people's salary? Can we do what we need to do to make them suitable for what we need to do going forward? So big questions here. And I said I can distance myself from the almost ethical dilemmas of having to decide that you want to make an employee redundant, someone you've known for a long time, someone you've worked with for a long time, someone you might be very fond of. And I'm encouraging you here to be purely business orientated. I'm sorry to say that, folks, and don't really think that's really meaningful to say so, but I encourage you to consider that situation. This is what I call the ethical dilemma, where you're going to say, well, actually, what's best for the business may not be best for the employee. I'll say this to you very bluntly, guys and girls, and apologies if it sounds a bit mean again. I've been out to deal with clients of businesses that have ended up having to go through an insolvency process. The directors and owners of the business have worked in that business for a long time. They've ended up putting money into a company, putting their personal money into business to keep the business alive, to keep it running, taking nothing out of the company, ended up putting their own money in repeatedly, purely to pay the staff to keep the business running. It's cost the business owners the equity in their houses, their friends and family's money to keep paying employees who ultimately, at the end of the process, when the liquidation came, turned around and walked off. Couldn't give monkeys. They wanted to take what they could get from the company while they were an employee. Now, I'm not saying this to say that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying to you, please ask yourself, challenge yourself. This is part of the problem. You chose this. Challenge yourself to say, are these the right team I need in place to do this? Can I do anything to change them? How do I make it better? Don't be the people who are just pouring water, pouring money into your company to keep the staff employed because you feel it's the right thing to do. Look after yourself. Be a bit selfish. Now, I don't mean that too many, but do be a bit selfish. Really important you be selfish because you're going to go through a process of rescue for your business or restructuring for your business. Selfishness, unfortunately, is a really key part of that because it has to work for you. You have to want to do it. You have to have the enthusiasm to do it. You want to rekindle that enthusiasm and make it work. Okay? Massively important to think about that section there. And I'll just touch on this quick example here, guys. We've not mentioned before, but just keep the idea, the concept in place. Think about a bucket. Think about an old-fashioned bucket sat in the corner of your house, your garden, whatever it might be. Bucket's got some water in it. There's a hole in the bucket, simplistically. There's water pouring out of the bucket. That's your money. That's your business's money. There's money running out of your business down the hole in your bucket, okay? You can do two things. You can either pour more water in the bucket, so put more cash in the business and let it run out of bottom, but of course, for a while, it looks better, doesn't it? The water level's back up again. The bucket looks great, but actually just all that's happening is the money is still running out the bottom of the business. The alternative is to fix the hole. This is what we're talking about now. This is about fixing the hole. So fix the hole before you put more money in. Okay, we're going on a slight tangent here, but guys, just think about that. Think about that. Don't put money in the business. Don't put your funds in the business until you know the business is stable, until you know the hole in the bucket is gone. Okay, really important about thinking about all these things. Okay, thank you for joining us. Please do join us the next episode where we'll be talking about the good bits of the business, the good side of the kitchen table, and working out how we can best make the most of those. Thank you.